the weak, to lead the strong. You lead us in the song of your salvation, and all your people sing along. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, oh God. Your grace is enough, your grace is enough, your grace is enough for me. Your grace is enough, your grace is enough, your grace. Children, remember your promise, oh God. Your grace is enough, your grace is enough, your grace is enough for me. Your grace is enough, your grace is enough, your grace. Grace is enough, your grace is enough, heaven reaching down to us, your grace is enough for me. God, I see your grace is enough, I am covered in your love, your grace is enough.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to Chapel Next. How many of you folks were at Rock the Fort yesterday? Anybody there? Woo, did you have a good time? Awesome. Hey, we're glad that you've come to join us today, whether you were there yesterday or not, because this is a place of worship. And we're just glad that you've come to join us at Chapel Next. We're going to worship together. And they want to hear the Word of God broken and open for you and the message that's there. So before we start the rest of the worship service, let's go to the Lord. Father, we're so grateful for what you do, and we thank you for this day. We thank you for this day that's been set apart by you to worship you. And so we come before you right now, Lord. Prepare our hearts, prepare our minds. Sweep with your spirit from the front to the back of this room and give us a fresh ear, a fresh heart to hear what you've got for us. And Lord, we pray your blessing upon the speaker that will come today, Chaplain Murphy, and the words that will be said. We just pray preparation. That your word will speak to us exactly what we need to hear. We pray all this in your precious son's name, Jesus. Amen.
Psalm 89:5 says, Lord, the heavens praise your wonders, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the holy ones. And 2 Samuel 22:26 says, with the faithful, Lord, you prove yourself faithful. And with the blameless, you prove yourself blameless. This song is about God's faithfulness. He said all the things that he would do, and he did them. Let's praise him this morning. You live, you died, you said in 3 days you would rise. You did, you're alive. You rule, you reign, you said you're I know you will, and all the earth will sing your praises. All the earth will sing your praises. You took, you take our sins away, oh God. You give. Saved us through.
Good morning, Chapel Next. My name is Keith Kroom. I'm one of the many chaplains that are here. And by a show of hands, how many of you are with us for the very first time? You're visiting with us for the very first time. Awesome. We got some folks that are going to put a what we call a combo card in your hand. If you'll just fill out the appropriate information and place that in the offering plate going around, we'll be sure to follow up on that. Also, you get a water bottle that says Chapel Next on it. And that doesn't mean the holy water is holy water that goes in there. But what it does mean is you won't be thirsty. And so we hope that you use that. And wherever you go, it'll be a great witness that you visit. And hopefully you'll get plugged in at a great place to worship here with us. So how about a hand for our first-time visitors? Welcome to Chapel Next. Also, do we have anybody with us who is just coming home? This is your first Sunday back from being downrange. First Sunday back from being downrange. I don't see any hands. Awesome. Okay. Do we have anybody with us that is with us for at least for a while? It'll be your last time with us because you're heading downrange. You're getting ready to deploy, and this is your last Sunday with us for a while. Okay. Well, that's good news, too. So we're all going to be back next Sunday, right? And bring a friend. Good. Good stuff. Just let me draw your attention to a few announcements. If you have a program, I'm not going to go through all the details. If you have a program, the announcements are in there. The ones that are in there are what we want to highlight, and that's PWOC, Protestant Women of the Chapel. We've got Awanas going on as well. We've got the Truth Project, a study. And then we've got an opportunity. How many of you guys have ever heard of a man by the name of Mark Gunger? He is a pastor slash great marriage guy. Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage is his book and his DVD series. And I would highly recommend that. There's an opportunity, if you'll check your program out, you'll see the dates and the time for all that. Jim, I know you have an announcement that you wanted to make, didn't you?
Thanks, Keith. Hey, everyone, Election Day is approaching. And as a Christian, I just want to remind us, it's our duty to vote, okay? If we don't pick our leaders, somebody else is going to pick your leaders for you. And so, as believers, it's incumbent upon us to know what our candidates stand for and to vote in a biblical manner. If you don't vote in a biblical manner, you're going to find your freedoms eroded, and you're going to find America in the hurt locker. And so, what I would just encourage you to do, take a look at the announcement here, www.votesmart.org. It's a totally nonpartisan site, but it will tell you where each candidate stands on any issue. And if you want a real simple way to figure out if a candidate stands biblically on issues or not, I would pick the issue of life. Because one of the first duties of government, according to the Bible, is to do what? Is to protect human life. And so if you can trust a candidate to protect human life, you can trust that candidate to protect your property. If you can't trust a candidate to protect human life, you can't trust that candidate to keep his hands off your money. And so if you vote for life, generally everything else is going to fall where it needs to be. And and you're going to end up being more prosperous as well. But seeking first the kingdom of God and our votes, God ends up blessing us with more than that. So please do take the time, get your absentee ballot, and don't be absent from your chance to influence the direction of our nation's government. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Hey, as the ushers are coming forward, we're getting ready to take our offering up. There was one thing that I did forget to mention. You are going to have clipboards that are going to be floating around. That is not a joke. By any chance, you know, just don't take it and pass it along. We're not doing that just to kind of torque you off so you don't pay attention to the sermon. There's actually a reason for that. And here's the reason. It's so you can really pray very quickly and then sign your name very quickly for a date to help out with our Lil K and our Kidmo. Having been one of the guys that has led that in the past at other places and certainly getting plugged in a little bit here with that, that is a challenge. And it's a great challenge because we've got a lot of kids at various ages. And so they really are the future not only of our country but of our chapels and all kind of good stuff. And so please take that serious. We are hurting in that area. We really need volunteers. So that's the plug for that. So as the clipboards go around, please prayerfully, there we go, sign up for that, and it really will be a blessing, and it's not that hard. It's not really that time-consuming, and I think you'll enjoy it. Come on forward, ushers, and please pray with me as we take the offering. Father, we are so grateful for everything that you've given us, and God, I don't care who we are. We do really, from time to time, we just take advantage of the freedoms that we have. I'm convinced that we forget that. So many of us that have been downrange and those of us that have been to other countries that are less fortunate, it really drives that home. And God, we are so grateful that we can be here and have the opportunity to give. I pray that every penny that goes into this plate will win one more soul for you, Jesus. Just one more with every penny that goes in there. Help us to grow closer to you through our giving. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, here's what I want you to do. If you look to your left and your right, and then look behind you and in front of you, how many of you guys saw somebody you don't know? All right, a lot of you. Me too. So here's what I want to do. This is our grip and grin time. I want you to go up to that person, and if you're married, you better have your spouse with you when you say this, but I want you to look at that person and go, it's nice to meet you. You're a good-looking person, and I'm glad you're here. All right? You can't help but say that with a smile on your face. And that's the kind of warm welcome we want to give folks. Let's stand right now and greet each other around you.
continue in celebration and in worship this morning. We have so much to sing about. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me. Salute again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah. You gently lift me when I am surrounded. Your love carries me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Your love is surprising. I can feel it rising, all the joy that's growing deep inside of me. Every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah. Everything I believe in, though I surrender. Savior, Savior, He can move a mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. Savior, Savior, He can move the mountain. shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. I wish you.